Newsbreak podcast.
In South Africa, we're very blessed to have many different wetlands, but yes, they're in various states of degradation. We've lost a lot of our freshwater wetlands, those would be our rivers and groundwater systems, because of water abstraction and development. And then I specifically work on estuaries. Estuaries are coastal ecosystems. They're the meeting place of land and sea. And here we see a lot of different pressures due to climate change, things such as droughts, but also overfishing, water abstraction, and then we have a national deterioration in water quality. So what is the state of our wetlands? They are in a poor state. We do have some systems that still function naturally, and these would be in our protected areas.
What sort of long-term implications would this have on the environment?
We celebrate World Wetlands Day, and it's a global call for action, because we need to restore wetlands. We need to bring back their functions. And these functions can be wetlands prevent bank erosion, very important. They reduce flow and they improve water quality, so they can improve pollution. They attenuate floods. And they're homes for a variety of plants and animals. So if we have a healthy, functional ecosystem, then they provide all the services and the human benefits that we are dependent on, such as providing fish as harvesting material and natural filtering systems. So that's why we need to look after our wetlands.
So how can communities rally together and be a part of saving these wetlands?
Community action is great in South Africa and also globally, and that is exactly what the World Wetlands Day is about. It's a call for action for communities. Everybody can adopt their local wetland and do something about it, remove alien plants, remove rubble, bring back the life in the system, and also prevent polluted water from going into our wetland systems.
Do you think government is playing its part in this regard?
Is government playing its part? Yes, we have good legislation in South Africa. In fact, we have some of the best environmental legislation in the world. But of course, it's all about implementation. But when it comes to restoration, we've had the Working for Water program and the Working for Wetlands program. Me, myself, I'm working at the Nelson Mandela University. We do a lot of research on estuaries, and we work very closely with local, provincial, and national government. So our research and knowledge is transferred across into various government departments so that the information is used to improve the health of wetlands.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.